the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, it says Yom Trua, and he says, a Trua is Tkiya Milfaneo Tkiya Ma'achreo. The very nature of a Trua is that it demands a Tkiya before and a Tkiya afterwards. We learn it from the Sukkim Vavarta, but the way the Rambam phrases it is that Tkiya is a Trua is something that is preceded by a Tkiya and followed by a Tkiya. The understanding that is the fundamental understanding of this klal is really something which is given by the Ramban, Pashas Emor, and it's something which is a understanding built on looking at tefillah from the perspective of looking at shofar from the perspective of being a tefillah. The Ramban explains that the tkiya represents an element of midas chesed. It's long, it's mamshich, it's whole. The trua represents an element of midas adin. It's broken up, and so on. And basically, the point is that the din itself comes wrapped in chesed, and what we're trying to do in a sense is to draw chesed around the midas adin. That's more or less, Ramban veils a lot of what he says, but more or less that's the gist of it. So when we look at tkiya shofar from the perspective of tefillah, we understand it in that way. There's another perspective, or there are many other perspectives, but there's one. There is an other perspective of tkiya shofar, which I would like to look at and understand this inyan over here of the tkiyah of a trua having a tkiyah for a tkiyah automatically, trying to understand it from a different perspective. The Rabbi Yitzchak Zichava, a Talmud of the Goyen, and one of his most famous, Mefarshim, or Matike Shmu of the Goyen's Kabbalah, was Rabbi Yitzchak Zichava, wrote many Hagos Na'aris on different of the as far as the Goyen, and explains things in ways that are a little bit easier for us to access. On the Rambam's brothers. Ram's brother wrote a Sefer Malas HaTorah. He has pieces on the bottom called Or Torah, and he speaks about the inyan of Shofar. And he says that the Ikka Shofar is to bring the Schus HaTorah to the forefront. And it reminds us, it's sort of taking the Shofar of Sinai and bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he speaks about Zichronis being Chidush HaTorah. He really focuses the whole inyan, the content of Shofaris, to be a Talmud Torah, something of Talmud Torah. So a similar association we find in Halacha, the Rama brings from a Kolbo that you're supposed to blow at the Bima. Kolbo actually says only one day, but some gifts says it's 2 days. And the Rama says to be more is Chus HaTorah. Now, you find in for instance, in different in the day of Rosh Hashanah, this for Chus, this for Chus, this for Chus, some sort of association of many Chusim. But to take Mitzvah Shofar, which is kind of unique, and it has its own inyanim to it, and to sort of lump it together with Matan Torah, just to bring two schusim together, it's a little bit strange. We don't find anything like that. The only other thing that we find associated with the Bima, besides Kiryas HaTorah, obviously, is the Aravis, Hakavs Aravis, and over there, it's the Bima as a Mizbeach, rather than as a Makom Torah. So you see in these are two places where you see that Tkiya Shofa is bound to Matan Torah, and it has an element, one can see the Tkiya Shofa as the bringing the Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Sotera, using that in some way to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And would like to understand, if so, what is the Tkiya true and Tkiya? What chance does that have? Very, very hard to see it with the previous point about the Midas HaDin. What chance does it have? So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated means the word to communicate is to be mischaber. There was a type of chibur where we became mechubad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like dibur is a chibur between people. If a person hasn't spoken to me 3 days, it's a sign that there's enmity there. In the dibur itself, there are two strata. There's the coil, and then there is the diburim. The coil itself, the so to speak, the voice, has no information really, no really concrete and solid information. It's something that expresses a certain level of rutzen of a person. And when you speak, the words give me the information of what you said. The koil gives me a sense of how much you really mean it, how important are these things to you, and many other facets of my relationship to the word. So if we're to ask ourselves, we'll give ourselves two terms. The person's level of rotzen, of leiv, is in the koil, and the person's real communication is in the diburim. Dibur requires cutting up something, breaking up something into pieces. When we speak about somebody speaking clearly, we speak about his chituch hadibur, his clearly forming each word. And even in ideas, it's like that. It's not only just the physical words they form. It's each idea is precise. It's shaped. It's carved. Each word, each idea, each point has its own mitzvah in a very clear and sharp way. That is where dibur comes into where communication becomes chokhmah. So if we ask a person what are the main faculties of a person, higher faculties, we'll speak about leiv, and we'll speak and leiv and koil, and we'll see soon where that comes in. And then we have dibur and chokhmah. So diburim are actually on the level of chokhmah, and they convey the information. And that forms the primary vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Kimezayis is halam is halal haskavi ado oisi," which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the chachma and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the primary pride of a person. A person is a medaber; he's intelligent; he's lahavla haskel, and therefore the person reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding him and trying to understand him. The koil, which is sort of the leiv quality, the rutzen quality, would seem to us to be a way to get there. I desire someone's friendship. Something in me awoke. You know, I'd like to talk to this. I'd like to. This person seems a wise person. I'd like to speak to him. I'd like to hear something from him. So that rutzen is ma'orah a person to go and to share his chachma. But there's a piece missing here still. And this I'm going to quote from, it's the Balatanya, in Balatanya's two main sfarim of Chumash, Mamarim, his style. One's called Teror, some Breishes and Shmois, and then he has Likutei Torah and the rest. And I'm going to quote now from a piece of Vayeshev, the beginning of Vayeshev. And he says the following. He says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the world with his Malchus. Ukidechsiv, Malchuscha, Malchuscha Elamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is the entire compass of all the worlds. Commensurate to that, Visham, Olu Hasagos Kol Nevroim Al Yoinim Vatachtoinim. All understanding of Nevroim reach that point. Avla Kadosh Baruch Hu Bekodu Vatzmoy Les Machshava Tfisabe. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. The Malchus is the part of him, Kaviyachol, that is there for the worlds and therefore fills the worlds. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Les Machshava Tfisabe. There is no Machshava that can possibly toifes him. Ki hu rom v'nisa v'geda asaga. He's above and beyond any type of asaga. It's not possible in Sengar Shbrachu. V'ina nitvas b'toich almin. Lo'i b'b'chinas m'malo, b'b'chinas soive, b'shom seiro v'asaga b'aylam. It's impossible to reach and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond this world in any type of understanding. So we have a very, very sharp limit. Our minds are able to understand a lot, an awful lot. The potential for understanding of all the worlds, which is immense and huge, then the entire Ma'az HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given to understand, and we're obligated to understand. It says, Leiv Melachim Chakordava, we have a chiv to be choker. But that's a drop, and then the rest is infinity. And infinity we can't touch. So he says, our hasagin out fisa, less machshav tfisa klal. Ella, biru'uso de libo mikerv ishvali vamek. There's a deeper koyach in a person, beyond the koyach of Hasaga Sichlis, that's called Ratzon Halev, Ru'usa de Liba. It ukemay shekosvu mimamakim kosir Hashem. I called out to you mimamakim ki pchinas Ru'usa de Liba nimshach meisbeinusu atzma. This Ru'usa de Liba, this pnimistik Ratzon, follows from this from this isbeinus itself, im yosim elav liboy the less machshav tisa beklal. As a person grasps that, you know, that's it. I've reached the limit of my understanding, and anything beyond it, v'ram v'nisa l'may l'mad ein kates v'tachlis afilu mipchinas chachma lo. The greatest chachma can't reach it. Ila zoyis, he says, because of this. A person will yearn and pine to leave his boundaries and to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lots is good for God to learn Atika. So that yearning and pining itself is an understanding. It's a very different type of understanding. But it's an understanding with a Liba. It's not the word understanding. But it's a kesher. It's something to reach out and to touch with. So we have over here, so the Balatanya is describing to us a two-layered tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's this tfisa of Seichel and Das, which is which can reach out and grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu any place that his Malchus fills, and that's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we reach a limit, and at that point of limit, we look beyond. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't come there, and the heart goes out and pines for that in Soif. And that pining is a kesher with it. A person can't yearn and pine for something that has no kesher with. And therefore there's a kesher there. A kesher that seich is not teifis, but the umke liebe is teifis. So on Rosh Hashanah, we have three things really, three dargas, three points that we try to ask for. The first thing is a hesiris. The first kia, the first kia before that trua, is a kia of a hesiris. It's a rutzen also, but he calls it a rutzen tachten. It's a vague feeling that a person has that he would like to be spiritual, he'd like to be beyond, he'd like to go somewhere. That in itself is not a dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine a person meeting somebody very, very important, a president or who knows what, and the person is taken with him, and he says, here's a business card, here's my card, feel free anytime you'd like to call me, you know, write me, whatever. And I don't do anything about it. So I walk around saying, yeah, I'm I have a tremendous relationship to this person, he just gave me his business card and said anytime I want I should call. That's a prerequisite. That's not the relationship. If a person really, really was awakened to search HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so search. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mind that can reach out and comprehend a tremendous amount. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is Shas, plus whatever we have. And understanding what's mine and what's his, what am I allowed to take, what am I allowed to take, what are my responsibilities. Those are all Chochmos Yisbarach that come from Mitzayne. And they are comprehensible by learning about it, by thinking about it, by learning Torah. And that's why there are no detours. There's no spirituality that circumvents learning. And if a person has a spiritual high, it's dimyan, clearly dimyan. But then there's another, a person has learned, and we'll soon see where it applies. And when a person reaches limits, you have something like the Baal HaTanya has written, and someone else wrote something similar. And this was the Chazon Ish. In the beginning of Emunah B'Tochen, he writes, Im ha'odam hu bal nefesh. If a person is a bal nefesh, v'shaytu shas ha'sheket, and it's a quiet moment, chofshi miravon tavoni, and he's freed, unencumbered with any physical cravings, ve'einoi marhiva machzor shamayim l'roim, his eye is overwhelmed by how high the sky is, v'oretz l'ombek, and how deep the land is. He's shaken, overwhelmed. The world appears to him as a hidden riddle, kamusa v'niflo, veiled in secrecy and extraordinary, astonishing. This riddle envelops him, and he feels lifeless, because he just focused on this. Chazon Ish, just picture Chazon Ish after learning 18 hours and having reached limits of what a human could understand at a given moment, Torah, look out and look up and look down and say, there's a beyond that's beyond this point. And like he says, and the person is overwhelmed by that experience. It's very different words than the Baal HaTanya. It's the Chitach HaDibah is very different, Diburim. The Ruus of the Liba is the same. And when for the person who is a Baal Nefesh and a Baal Seichel, and he reaches the limits of Seichel and the Gagurim remain, those Gagurim become a bridge for something beyond. Shefa, it says, by Matan Torah, there were two koilas. There was the koil Gadol v'lo Yosef. There was the koil of the Dibris, which never stopped. And I put the Ramban points out that it means they remained consistent. It never changed. And you have the koil of the Shefa, which is Hoylech v'chazik. It kept getting bigger. And Ramban points this out. Ramban says this is pshat. But the question is why? Why is it that the one set of kolos is recognized by the fact that it never stopped, and one set of kolos is that it keeps getting stronger? It's what we're talking about here. And let's at least find a nekuda where each and every one of us can find in the Shefa. The first thing we look for is his Sairus to start doing. And that certainly is the first Ratzon that we look for in Shefa. It's the first Teratzon Tachton. It's the Hisairus to go and to want to know. And that's Aleph. Because if Shefa is the Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wanting to know and understand, the wanting to have a Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Aleph, that Hisairus. The second Hisairus is if I really want to, then the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Chachma, learning, understanding, Amal, Yegiya, exploring the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its entirety is the expression that it should be the Tolada of the person's Yisairis, unless we want to write off as Dimyan. The there's a lashon in the Medrash Sheikha Toiv Mishle that a person comes in Shemayim and he's asked, Hoyle, that you were a Baal Talmud. It's a piece of Merkava. Did you look at the Merkava? Where's this? Where's this? Where's that? Those are all, it means to say, if you're interested in me, Kaviyachol, how is it that you left things unexplored? A person who has somebody that he's enamored with is constantly trying to find out everything about that person. Just mitoch chiba. Understanding the first chiba HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chiba of chachma. And there's no shortcut, there's no round with that. And that's the Shefa Har Sinai. But, and again, we're not going to, I don't imagine ourselves being this madrega in the big picture that the Torah, that the Baal Tanya, that the Chazon Ish is picturing. But there will be, if our Torah is genuine Torah, and we really learn it with an eye to being Mishabe and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a moment, a rare moment, but still, when in a very, very particular point, I've sort of learned Lishma, I've exhausted myself trying to understand, I've gotten to a point of satisfaction. Yes, I understand, and I have it down, and so on. And then I look out at beyond, and I say, this is the Malchus Kol Olamim. This is all the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has revealed itself in the world. But that's an infinite speck in the beyond. And the beyond has no limit to it. And the person awakens a deeper yearning. And that's what he calls the Ru'usa Deliba, a Ratzon Alev in its most essential way. And the person pines and yearns for something more, something beyond. And that is a Koil Shefa that we brought into the Bria. The Shefa is called Havlo Deliba, in Lashon of Sfarim. It's like a hevel that comes from the heart. It's something that comes from the same place the Ruach HaLiba comes from. And it had, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us through the Kol Shaifa, we heard the Trua, which is the Diburim. That's one thing. We heard the Tkia, or we'll start, we heard the Tkia, which called us to come listen. It piqued our interest. It whet our appetite. In the Trua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. In the Chitach HaDibur of Torah, in the words of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. And that became the second part, the Nafshi Yotzi B'Davar Elai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued those Divrei Torah through the Shofar with another quality. The quality to awaken a person, a tshuka, for that which is beyond. And that's why the coil of the Dibris is Lo Yosef. It's eternal, the way it is. But that's what it is. The nature of Chachma is that it's limited. Chuscham Chuscha Lelamim means Divrei Torah Achal on the world that we have, and it has its limits. That's the Chuscha Lelamim. So as we begin to feel limits, as we grab as much as we can, and we realize with Tzlor Chayki, it's Me'ir in a person. The Tkiya Shofa is Me'ir in the person, the Tkiya Lachreva. The wanting to feel and see the world beyond that world. All it is Ruach HaLiba. It has no words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't. It's not a language. It can't be spoken because it's not relating to Chachma, and it has no tefisa in Chachma, but it has a tefisa in Ruach HaLiba. And we maybe will be zeicha once in our lifetime to have that Osiris, but that Osiris reaches out to a place that no seichel and das can reach out to. Therefore, Mitzvah Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, we should be zeicha in Tkiya Shofa to absorb all three koilas, the tkiya lefaneh, which is a ratzon to do toiv, to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will blow the trua, which will inspire us and give us to learn, to understand, to deher the chachmas yisbarach that's in the bria. And finally, there's in the shofar, we're also bringing into ourselves a havel of the liba, a havel of the leiv, which is the kli of the ruus liba, that rotzen to reach out beyond. And we should be zeicha to have one tiny bit of that rotzen, the emes for chachma, that to want to push further. To let one part of us ache and pine over what we don't have and can't ever have. And in that aching and pining, we will have something. That's the Ruach HaLiba understanding with its comprehension, the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol.